and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, aka Beck. We say this each week, we do love hearing from all of you, your comments, your stories, your ideas, especially if you got a story to tell us from the field. Get a hold of us anytime, call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Right along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. First question, how many of you are ready for daylight savings time?
That's a sore subject, I think, with a lot of people.
It is. You are a big one for not having it anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore. So tonight we fall back.
November, yes, midnight, November
tonight.
1st. Yeah.
Depending upon when listen to this the next day. I mean, but yes, November 1st is when you fall back. In my opinion, if your state requires it, next year for spring forward, we don't do it anymore. We just leave it alone. Leave it alone because it gets really confusing. Like where we're at, we're very close to Mountain Time Zone. So it could be like 2 hours behind or something. It just confused me. It doesn't matter. All right, carry on. Now I'm
Tigger. The reason why it bugs you is because, let's be real, you are a fussy sleeper. And this throws you all off for not just like a day or two. Literally, it takes Tigger like
till February.
Okay, till February.
No, I am. I'm a really fussy sleeper.
You are.
I'm a diva when it comes to that.
But, you know, for those of you that are yay or nay for it, I would love to find out. Send me a text, 305-900-2363, and let me know, should we be doing this daylight savings time or not anymore?
No.
All right, my next agenda. What to do with that Halloween candy now that we're done celebrating it? How many of you have buckets of candy from your kids? Or maybe you were like me, scouring the shelves the day after and grabbing all the goodies?
I don't know if anybody could afford buying candy this year for tricks or treats.
Gosh, was it
expensive? This was a little epic. You go into the grocery store and what it costs to buy a little bag to throw a little pack of Skittles.
All right, so here is my tips real quick. Before you go and sit there and think you got to devour it in one sitting, that would be Tigger, I'm going to have you pick out all the chocolate, because did you know chocolate actually freezes extremely well? And this is my little trick, is I take the chocolate, especially anything that I think I could cut up and use in, say, my Christmas baking or other cookies throughout the year, throw it in a freezer bag and toss it in that freezer, and you're good to go. And there you go. You save some money, okay?
Like chocolate chip cookies, you can use little chunks of candy bars.
Yeah, little
and they're
Hershey's
really,
chocolate bars.
Really, really good.
Yep, chop them all up. The other idea I have for you, and this one's a little bit more fun. I grew up, my dad used to play poker or other games, but mainly just poker with us kids. But get this, how fun is that to use that Halloween candy as kind of a learning tool with the youngsters?
Teach them how to gamble.
I did. I learned how to gamble young.
So how much candy did you have left over when you were a wee one that you were able to have a legit poker game with your family?
On average, if you look at, say, an ice cream gallon bucket, I would say that was full. My brothers, I guess I should say, I have one that's much younger, so he wasn't in on the gambling. But the one closest to my age, Adam, we would each have a bucket full, and Dad had it all figured out because he liked
spoiled.
To play games anyway.
Spoiled.
So we would literally sit down and play poker, and you bet those Reese's peanut butter cups were like worth a $100 bill.
I think that's a really cool idea. If you're into playing cards and stuff like that, which we are.
Well, and that's why I'm saying you could use this also as money in the pot for other board games and such. Think about it. It's getting cold. Interact with the kids. Turn off the electronics. And there you go.
Neat
win
idea.
The pot.
Turn the electronics off. Neat idea.
Last idea I have for you, which is one I love because we're going into the holidays. If you've not heard about it, Operation Gratitude or Treats for Troops. Again, that's Operation Gratitude, or the other one is Treats for Troops. They put together care packages to send to our military men
awesome
and women
idea.
Overseas.
That's the best idea you've had. Although the poker one is funny. And neat. I like this last idea.
And there's one last one that I got to give a shout out to, and that is the Ronald McDonald House Charities. They also accept your leftover Halloween candies. So there you go. There's lots of ways to either use it later, learn from it right now playing games, or give it to those that would greatly appreciate it. All right, now that we flipped that calendar over, I'm curious how many of you put up the Christmas tree.
This is going to be divided on this one.
I know. Tigger's sitting here looking at me because is our Christmas tree put up? Yes.
But for good reason, and you've got a good reason for it.
Here is the biggest reason, and there have been many, many studies on this, that those that decorate early tend to be much happier through these cold winter months. It just puts you in a whole nother feeling of welcoming it in. But then also, Tigger has realized, and that's why he got on board with it, is that I am somebody that the holidays fly by way too fast. Before you know it, Thanksgiving's here, Christmas is here, it's all done and gone, it's over. And that's why.
But you're one of those late shoppers. That's the thing. I mean, you will not plan on what you want to do for the holidays, if it be baking or whatever it is, until the holidays are like tomorrow. Me, it's different.
That is true.
I'm doing it throughout the year.
You do it throughout the year, but what helps me get into the mood and not feel like it went by in a flash is that we actually do put the tree up before Thanksgiving. We put it up as soon as November 1st hits so we can enjoy it. We might not put all our ornaments on it until, say, Thanksgiving.
We spread those things out.
Yes.
Little traditions like
and
that.
I'm telling you, try it with your family because it's starting to get darker earlier. The ambiance of a tree just gives that warmth in your home. And really, it doesn't take up that much more, you know, area. It's not like we're hanging our stockings and all that. We're just simply putting up our lit Christmas tree just to get us in the mood. And then slowly we find ourselves decorating, accomplishing all those holiday tasks. But wouldn't you say, Tigger, it is much more enjoyable to enjoy
100%.
It over a little bit longer?
100%. Here's another one that we go and turn our lights on a little bit earlier. And you know how it is, competition with neighbors, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. There's always that little friendly competition. We started doing that, turning our lights on a little bit sooner. And when we're driving home, oh, that neighbor over there, they've got their lights on earlier. We've started this whole trend in the area where we live that people are now starting to turn their lights on more and kind of get into the holiday spirit.
Well, and with all of, you know, the news all the time, it seems like it's a Debbie Downer every time you turn the TV on and see the news. That's what's really set us apart and really helped with our neighborhood is that because we do put up our lights and our lights actually stay up all year long. We just turn them off and only turn them on for the holidays. But we light up. We have a split rail fence that goes all the way up the drive into our property, and that's all lit up. But what it's done is it's caused those neighbors that have never decorated to now decorate. I believe we only have maybe one, if even one, that doesn't decorate anymore. Everybody gets on board. As soon as we turn our lights on, the neighborhood gets lit up.
But I just make darn sure that we have way more lights than anybody else.
That he does. All right, crew, we're going to take a short break right now. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show. Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Well, Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, is in the cabin. All right, what did we do most recently? And I hope you have done this as well. If you haven't, this is your reminder, winterizing your place. We're talking all those toys. For us, it was winterizing our Cousin Eddie RV that was new to us this summer. And that was actually, I'm going to say, Tigger, I'm extremely proud of us because A, we've not owned a RV before. We've owned campers, but not an actual RV, the driving type. And you had, it been a long time because you lived down south when you owned one before. So you didn't really have to worry about winterizing.
Not much.
Right. And I've been able to pawn it off on other family members when I've had to winterize. I'll be honest. Camper before.
This was the opportunity for us to work on our relationship.
Yes. Yes. Nothing like jumping with both feet, right? Because when you got to do everything, you might as well do it together. And winterizing, we were surprised. Did it take us longer than we thought? Yes, but we did it successfully. We did it without, this was my big thing. I said, wow, we didn't have a wrench get thrown across the shop.
I didn't throw a crescent wrench. No one was yelling. Nobody
no tears.
Was swearing. Now, was it frustrating because, you know, every camper is a little bit different. So you can watch as many videos as you want, but till you actually get in there and try to figure this thing out. And I know everybody's saying, oh, come on, it's not that difficult. No, it's not. You just have to know the process for your specific camper.
Exactly. And I'm going to throw this out there because I hear a lot of times people say, well, I can't do that. No, you can do that. You just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It doesn't matter your age. And I don't, you know, it doesn't male, female, your age. It doesn't matter. What I learned from this project here was that anybody can do this. We totally got this.
Now, here was the other cool point that we want to pass along. I know some people, if you have a camper, it might be your perfect camper and you're never going to get rid of it. Great. Maybe it's like Beck and I, we're going to flip this one. Darn right, we're getting rid of this
we're
thing.
We're still arguing about that.
But we went and took very detailed notes for that camper that stays in its binder of how to do this, how to do this, how to do this, because the previous owner made a few modifications to it that, okay, this was not factory. This was, and it made life a little bit easier, adding the antifreeze and da-da-da-da-da. You know, little things about if you're going to hook up an air hose to it and blow air through the lines, making sure your pressure is set properly, that you don't blow seals and those sorts of things. So we took detailed notes and we put it in the binder.
Well, and this is actually, it's more than just detailed notes. Actually, now that the season is over, and think about your resale value of said camper, motorhome, RV. We know that they a lot of times take a hit when you go to resell them. But if you want to set yourself up for success next spring when you go to flip it, like Tigger says, we're going to do with ours. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm arguing on that.
We're flipping
but no,
it. Camper for sale.
Here's our tip. We immediately started a binder that include, of course, the owner's manual for the RV. But we've typed up and printed off and put them in sleeves inside this binder of everything down to how to start the generator, what you need to double check before you fire anything up, just to get yourself ready so that the next person that might own that RV, that's gold. They don't have to sit there and watch
right.
all the YouTube videos.
Right.
This is what they need to know hands-on.
And maybe everybody's done this already. You know, who knows? Maybe we're just late to the party on this.
We just ended up with an RV that nobody gave us the inside
Pretty
scoop
much.
On it. But just think about it. It's the end of the season. Now you can look back over the last couple of months. Were there any modifications that you made to it? When's the last time you changed the oil? When's the last time you changed the oil on a generator if it comes with one? All those little things can help yourself or if not, help the next person that may want to purchase your RV as you're looking at what you might want to purchase next.
And did I mention that there's one for sale?
Now, another idea for everyone. The snow hasn't fallen yet, or at least where we live, it hasn't. This is what's trending. Have you heard about it? It's called a micro adventure. Micro adventure. We're talking something small, simple, a trip that's close to home that brings a sense of maybe exploration, refreshment, without having to do a full-blown vacation, which we all know money is tight. We're going into the holidays. We're trying to save some money, but we also need that peace, right? We need that time to just kind of check out.
So what are you saying? Winterizing your Cousin Eddie camper was not a micro-adventure?
We survived,
Dad. It wasn't a
micro-adventure
either.
We survived it, but what I'm saying is you don't have to give up on the outdoors. And I know a lot of you are saying, right now I'm gearing up because hunting season, you know, deer rifle is going to open soon. But what I'm also suggesting is even if you're not into hunting, consider right now with the fall, the colors, still taking that time to just go and enjoy when I always say your backyard can be more than your backyard. I'm talking, you know, 100-mile radius, something that's within driving distance. And you can do this by yourself. You could do this with your spouse. Another great idea is to grab a friend you haven't seen in a while. Or I really encourage if you know of some kids that maybe their parents are working and they just don't have time to take them out in the outdoors.
Just down the road or
down
the street
or
something.
A neighbor, volunteer and say, hey, would you mind? I'm going to go on a hike in X, Y, or Z to whatever location. You mind if they come with? You have no idea what you might have just opened the doors to for that kid.
You know, one of the things we love to do is just glass for deer.
Oh, yes.
Or wildlife in general. I mean, now granted, we're coming up on deer season pretty quick where we're at. So obviously we're going to be deer hunting. But just the glassing in and of itself is extremely enjoyable because we're going somewhere and cell phone coverage is not very good. So you don't have to worry about electronics for the most part. And all we're doing is just glassing for deer. And a lot of times we'll take the nephews with or a friend with.
Exactly. And that's what I'm telling you. You don't even have to have firearms with. Just the fact that you took another kid that maybe doesn't always have the opportunity to do this with them, you have no idea what the impact will be in the long run that they got to go ride around with you, looking with binoculars, learning how to even use a pair of binoculars in the first place.
And it doesn't have to be binoculars. No. I mean, it could be absolutely anything. I know you got this from your dad. You mentioned your dad at the beginning of the program about playing poker, which is still very funny with the candy. But your dad was big on this when you guys were kids, that the combine would shut down, the tractor would shut off. Horses got put away. We're not doing cattle work right now. He would do something completely different, just focused with you kids just on whatever that was.
That's right.
It could
right.
be something in nature or whatever.
He was big about making everything an adventure on the ranch. And I'm proud to say that both of my brothers do this with their kids as well now to this day. They both run cattle, but they understand the importance that sometimes you need to put work aside and just enjoy what you have right there in your own backyard. And that's done wonders because even then when we'll come out, the kids are actually asking, hey, can we ride around or hey, can we go for a hike?
Go do this.
You know, my one brother the other day, he had a son that had a birthday and I thought this was so cool. They the night before they all went pheasant hunting together as an evening little outing. And then the next morning early, they got up and went beaver hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that they went beaver hunting the next day. So how did they do? You never told me.
Reese ended up getting one.
And how they do pheasant hunting?
They did end up getting a couple.
They got a few roosters.
They got a couple.
Good for them.
But look at that. The cousins got together. My brothers made sure the cousins got together, and they went out and enjoyed what's in their backyard, quote unquote.
I think the key to that is you have to make the commitment to shutting down what you're doing, even if it's just for a few hours.
Yes.
Right? Because we could stay busy 24/7, but this is what we're going to do. It could be with your spouse. It could be winterizing the RV, any of those things. But even winterizing the RV, we turned it into something that we could have killed everybody, and we made it fun.
Think about it. You need to have your cup filled, all right? You can only run on so much, and you run on zero almost all the time.
And we're going into the dark days of winter,
yes.
And it's going to be cold and all that anyway. So
there's my 2 cents, all right? Consider taking a micro-adventure.
Look at you build everybody up this week, Beck. You're just empowering all of us.
All right, crew, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist, Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to the Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. You've been riding along with me, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart. All right, before we throw out the topic of winterizing, I just thought I would bring this one thing up, that if you have winterized your RVs or winterized your shop, winterized your water tanks, things like that, this comes back to the whole RV. We didn't share about this. When we got into our RV, we had not been in it in about 45 days, and much to our disgust, I'm going to use that word. I hate using that word.
Everybody knows where we're going with this.
Tigger lifted up the bed, the queen-size bed in the back. What was under it other than just our fresh water tank? More mouse droppings than anyone ever cares to see.
And it was stored inside.
That's the thing.
It was in our shop.
Our shop is heated. It's temperature controlled.
How many people are saying right now, welcome to RV life? Oh. I mean, that's just what happens when you have a camper and you don't use it. That's
right.
The thing, that it was sitting for a while and we haven't had a chance.
Well, and I'm sure we're not the only ones either, that you may not have used it since Labor Day weekend and it's been sitting there and it's been on the to-do list to winterize. Well, yeah, we got in there, and then lo and behold, there were mouse droppings in every drawer.
He had made a nest, and we still haven't figured out what piece of cloth, pillow, what the...
It was some kind of stuffed animal, I think, from the dog.
He tore apart to go and build a nest in the bottom drawer where the tools were and playing cards and some of that stuff. And you had that whole nest built in there?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying he could have been a she.
Right. It could have been a party of five. I don't know. But there was some partying going on in that RV.
Something happening in that RV.
And, you know, so immediately, I think I took this much better than Tigger did. Tigger, you were pretty furious when you saw this. You were like, how could this happen?
Well, and because of the whole trying to figure out the winterizing on the RV, and this one is a little bit different, and the freshwater tank is underneath the bed in the back. That's where the water pump is and the water filter. And then I couldn't get the water filter off either.
That's a whole other topic. But, you know, we did get it cleaned out, but we're really thankful, honestly, that we checked it out, that we, because granted, you heard us say we're storing ours in a heated facility, and you're probably wondering, why did you go through truly fully winterizing it? Because where we live, all we need is to have no power for a couple of days with 35 below, and that's very likely where we live, and we could be in a whole world of trouble. So
and
that's,
we were trying to just learn the process too, because being new to RV, it's been a long time since I winterized one.
Right. So this is a little heads up that not just winterizing. Winterizing actually means now to throw in some Cab Fresh, which is what we ended up going with. They're not a sponsor, by the way. There's other brands that sell the same kind of product, just a different name. We didn't even actually use Cab Fresh. We used a different brand.
It was whatever I found at Menards when I was in there that day.
But we are very thankful that we were able to stop this before it got worse. We did not go and put traps like the peanut butter kind. Now you're sitting there going, why wouldn't you do that? because in our understanding, after visiting with friends of what we had happened, they said, you realize you put a trap in there with peanut butter, you're just asking them to come. They can smell that peanut butter. So we are throwing a couple of sticky traps, but we're putting those on the areas that are linoleum so you can easily wipe it up, clean it up, not ruin your carpet. But this
a
is just
a couple sticky traps. I think I bought 20 packages.
Well, and we, I think you,
we're
put,
not going to, it's like little line, landmines in there.
In our RV alone, Tigger, you put 12 packs of this smelly stuff. So our motorhome is going to have a unique smell for quite a while.
Yeah, I went a little overboard.
So on that note, double check those campers, okay, before the winter hits. All right, folks, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember to keep sending in your questions. If you know of something spa-worthy for us to share, a recipe for us to try out in our cabin kitchen, as well as your area's field reports, we want to hear about the hunting stories.
Pictures of trophy deer.
There you go. That number again, call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email BendRadioShow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on our website, TheBendShow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.